Lesson 10. The Roman Road. Introduction to the Book of Romans. Paul planned to make a trip to Rome. He wanted to preach the gospel there. Romans 1:15, strengthen the believers. Romans 1:11-12, and get the support of the Roman Church for a mission trip to Spain. Romans 15:24. The purpose of the letter to the Romans was to introduce Paul and his theology of salvation to the Roman believers. The letter shows the basis for worldwide missionary work by explaining the theology of salvation. Paul planned to use the church in Rome as a base for launching a missionary effort into Spain, which was the oldest Roman colony in the West and the center of Roman civilization in that part of the world. Paul's visit to Rome did not happen the way he planned. He was arrested in Jerusalem. When it seemed to him that he would not get justice, he appealed to Caesar. After a dangerous journey, which included a shipwreck, he arrived in Rome as a prisoner in AD 60. Though he was confined, he was free to receive visitors, and he had a ministry that reached throughout the city. Acts 28:30-31. Paul said that the events in Rome had served to advance the gospel. Philippians 1:12. There were converts even in Caesar's household. He was released after 2 years. Whether or not he ever made his trip to Spain is unknown. There are several questions that would naturally arise in response to Paul's request that they help launch his missionary trip. One might ask, why should you be the one to go? So Paul began the letter by mentioning his dedication to the work of evangelism. Romans 1:1. He later explained his special calling and success as apostle to the Gentiles. Romans 15:15-20. Another possible question is, why does everyone need to hear the gospel? Maybe this message is not needed everywhere. Paul explained the potential of the gospel for mankind worldwide. Romans 1:14-16, Romans 10:12, and the urgency of missionary work, Romans 10:14-15. He showed that the message applies to every person in the world and that every person desperately needs to hear it. The Book of Romans from then to now. The epistle still serves its original purpose of providing a basis for missionary work. However, it does more. As Paul explained why everyone needs to hear the message, he explained what the message is and why people can be saved only this way. He responded to some common objections. This explanation and defense of the message he preached takes up most of the book and provides its structure. Romans is an explanation of the theology of salvation. Paul's theology of salvation provided an immediate defense against Judaizers, and it serves to correct modern errors about doctrines of salvation also. William Tyndale, in his prologue to the Book of Romans, said that Paul's goal was to briefly lay out the whole teaching of Christ's gospel and to prepare an introduction to the entire Old Testament. Source: William Tyndale, Prologue to Romans, English New Testament, 1534. Through history, God has used the epistle to the Romans to restore the most important truths when they had been forgotten. In 386, Augustine committed to break from his life of sin after reading Romans 13:13-14. In 1515, Martin Luther realized the meaning of Romans 1:17. He saw that the one who will be spared God's judgment is the one who has saving faith. This gave him the basis for an assurance of salvation which he had long sought. It became the basis of his message that faith alone is the way we can be saved. In 1738, John Wesley found the assurance of personal salvation that he had sought for years. It happened while he was in a meeting with other young men who gathered regularly to study how to follow scriptural Christianity. While someone was reading Luther's preface to the Book of Romans, Wesley felt his heart strangely warmed. He testified, "I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone, for my salvation." and an assurance was given me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death. Source: John Wesley, The Works of John Wesley, Kansas City, Nazarene Publishing House, page 103. For all three of these men, understanding the message of the Book of Romans was a motivation to zealous evangelism. The book still accomplishes its purpose of providing a basis for missions by explaining the theology of salvation. The whole Book of Romans is an explanation of the statements in Romans 1:16-18. Everything in verses 1 through 14 leads up to the statement in verse 15 where Paul said, "I am eager to preach the gospel." Verses 16-18 explain concisely what the gospel is and why everyone needs it. The gospel is the message that sinners can be justified by faith. The reason everyone needs this message is that they are under the wrath of God. Another way to state the primary purpose of the Book of Romans is that it is the explanation of the gospel based on the decree of God that whoever believes will be saved, and whoever does not believe will be condemned. The climax of the Book of Romans comes in Romans 10:13-15. Where Paul explains why it is urgent for messengers to take the gospel. People are saved by believing, but they cannot believe it unless they hear it. A gospel presentation from Romans. The gospel can be explained using verses only from the book of Romans. This presentation of the gospel is sometimes called the Roman Road. The first sentence of explanation for each reference is the most important one to remember. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Every person has sinned by doing things they know are wrong. This verse shows the real problem that people have. They have not obeyed God. They have deliberately disobeyed God. No person is an exception. No person can be accepted by God on the basis of having always done what is right. For further emphasis of this point, you can use Romans 3:10, none is righteous, no, not one, and Romans 5:12, death spread to all men because all sinned. Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Sinners have earned eternal death, but God offers eternal life as a gift through Jesus. This verse shows why sin is so serious. Because of sin, the penalty of death is passed to every person. It is eternal death, the judgment of God which every sinner deserves. In contrast to the death we have earned, God offers the gift of life, something we have not earned. Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The gift of God was provided by the death of Christ for us. God was not willing to let us receive the judgment we deserved. Because he loves us, he provided a way for us to receive mercy. Jesus died as the sacrifice so that we can be forgiven. God did not wait for us to do something to deserve salvation. It comes to us while we are still sinners. Salvation is offered not to good people, but to sinners. Romans 10:9. If you confess and believe, you will be saved. The only requirement for salvation is for the sinner to admit he is a sinner and believe God's promise of forgiveness because of the death and resurrection of Jesus. What about repentance? If a person admits that he has done wrong and wants to be forgiven, he implies that he is willing to quit his sins. Romans 10:13. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The offer of salvation is to every person. Nobody is excluded. No other qualifications exist. Romans 5:1. Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Believing God's promise makes us a friend of God, no longer counted guilty. To have peace with God means that we are no longer his enemies, we are reconciled. The sin that separated us from God is taken out of the way. To be justified means to be counted as not guilty. To be justified by faith means that believing God's promise is all that is necessary for our forgiveness. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because we are connected to Christ, we are no longer condemned for the sins we committed. Christ lived a sinless life and fulfilled the requirement of justice with his death on the cross. By faith we identify with him and are accepted by God the Father. God treats us as though we have never sinned. Conclusion. Explain that an unbeliever can be saved by praying to God, confessing that he is a sinner, and asking for forgiveness on the basis of Jesus' sacrificial death and resurrection. For learning and practice. The best way to learn and practice this method is to first mark each verse to be used in Romans by circling or underlining it in your Bible. Then put a number beside each one, showing the order of its use. For example, beside the verse to be used first, write the number 1. Practice presenting the gospel. Read each verse and give the explanation that goes with it. Be sure to include the concepts that are in the first sentence after each verse, above. Then, add whatever explanation is needed using the other sentences if they are helpful. It is not necessary to use the exact words that are provided in this lesson. Practice until you can do it without looking at anything except the Bible.